Hi, this is Wayne Ivey, pastor of First Christian Church Conroe. Welcome to my midweek podcast. Before we get started, I want to acknowledge the passing of Jane Moore this past Sunday afternoon. Jane passed on to glory after a years-long battle with cancer. I had the opportunity to be with Tommy and Jane and the family early Sunday morning and to convey our congregation's love to them that morning. And I got the word after worship that day that Jane had passed peacefully. There will not be a memorial service right now because of the pandemic. Tommy has said at some future time, we will all get together and have a celebratory service for Jane's life. He also asked that anyone who would like to give a gift in memory of Jane, make that gift a donation to our food pantry. Jane worked in our food pantry for many years. In fact, she was still working in our food pantry even after her illness had started to weaken her. We will all miss Jane's hearty laugh, her sparkling smile, and her loyal friendship. The next thing I need to tell you is to reinforce the news you may have already gotten that we will be discontinuing live worship beginning this next Sunday and hopefully not lasting for very long. But I feel strongly that this is the right thing to do, as I shared that with you in worship this past week. But keep tuned. We will have our podcast going on. We will continue this midweek. We will have our worship podcast and some more communications that will be with you. Also on Sunday morning, I will be providing a drive-through communion. So come between 10 and 11 and receive the elements for communion for your personal worship. I want to pose a question to you today. What in the world is the matter with us? I want to tell you a story of my lunchtime today at Subway. I hadn't been to Subway in a while, and I love their sweet chicken teriyaki sandwich. So I stopped into our local Subway to pick up sandwiches for me and Mary Louise after we got back from the doctor's office. And as I was standing in line, first of all, when you enter the store, there's a sign on the door that says you must wear a mask to come in. And as you come in the door, and I did have my mask on, a nice young lady was there to greet me, and she had some masks if I didn't have one, but I did. So I got in line 6 feet behind the next person in line and waited to be served. About this time, right before I got to order my chicken teriyaki, a guy came in. He was, he was an angry sort. He came in. He did not have a mask on, and the young lady asked him, would you like a mask to wear? And he said, no, I don't need no mask. And he came up behind me. He was the next guy in line, and he kind of scooched in a little bit too close to me. So I looked at him and caught his eye with, of course, I had my mask on, and I moved back away from him a little bit. Well, he got that message, so he gave me a little space, but he was still back there not wearing a mask and looking belligerent. About a minute later, a fellow comes in. He's an old guy. And when I say an old guy, he's older than I am. And he was kind of bent over and he was walking slow and he had a great big old bushy beard and a big old mask spread over his beard that only covered about a third of it. And he walked in and got behind this fella who was without a mask, and he said, why aren't you wearing a mask? And the guy said, I don't need a mask. And the old guy proceeded to tell him how much he needed a mask, and if he did not want to wear a mask, he would just take him outside and teach him a thing or two. And he used some obscenities, and the two kind of went at it very, scared me a little bit. Well, to make a long story short, the line just kept going and they calmed down and we all got our sandwiches and left. what on earth is happening that wearing a mask has become such a political football? You know it has. Even in our worship services, there's only one person in our worship that just refused to wear a mask. And when I would ask, I would be told under no circumstances would he wear a mask. I do not understand that. Why is it there is such division and tribalism within our country? You know it's true. But I have a challenge for us as church. Our church, our congregation, must become a beacon of reconciliation, a bastion of affirmation and acceptance. We must become known as the friendly church, open to all, willing to open our arms, accept and love everyone we come in contact with. We are in trouble, my friends, as a nation, as a culture. We need to figure out what is causing this deep separation and prayerfully figure out how to fix it. Well, I'm sorry, I got a little carried away there. But seriously, how are we going to become a beacon of reconciliation and hope in our community? There, I've done my part. I've asked the question. All that y'all have to do is provide the answer. See you soon. God bless.